With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden today honored the nation's war dead in comments he made at Arlington National Cemetery.
Everyone who has lost and loved someone in the service of our country, to everyone with a loved one still missing or unaccounted for, I know how hard it can be.
And the president said that it's been especially hard for many families, and military heroes fought so that all of us could be free.
Our democracy is more than just a system of government. It's the very soul of America. It's how we've been able to constantly adapt through the centuries. It's why we've always emerged from every challenge stronger than we went in.
Testimony in Donald Trump's New York criminal trial is wrapped up after more than 4 weeks. Nearly two dozen witnesses, former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says, tells us what we can expect from the closing arguments.
I think that the defense is going to focus on reasonable doubt. Has the prosecution met their burden, or is there reasonable doubt that the defendant intended to act in the way that they say he did?
Correspondent Norman Hall reports on an analysis of Iran's stockpile of uranium enrichment to near weapons-grade levels.
According to a confidential report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog, Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. Iran is seeking to have economic sanctions imposed over the country's controversial nuclear program lifted in exchange for slowing the program down. The report by the International Atomic Energy Agency also comes against the backdrop of heightened tensions in the wider Middle East over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Israel and Iran carried out direct strikes on each other's territory for the first time last month. I'm Norman Hall.
This is SRN News. New indications that sex change operations could lead to suicide. Michael Harrington has the results of a new study.
A new study published by the National Library of Medicine reveals that people who undergo surgery in an effort to live as the opposite sex are 12 times more likely than the general population to take their own life. The sweeping survey covers more than 90 million patients over 20 years. Doctors in Europe are backing away from sex change operations now, but here in the U.S., the Biden administration continues to promote them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona doctors may temporarily go to California to perform abortions for their patients under a new law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. The Arizona legislature recently repealed an abortion ban, but that action likely won't go into effect until late summer or fall. Newsom has vowed to make California a sanctuary for people in other states seeking abortions. This is SRN News. Jeremy House has the evening business report.
Americans who spend Memorial Day scouting sales online and in stores may find more reasons to celebrate the return of warmer weather.
Some major retailers are stepping up discounts heading into the summer months, hoping to entice inflation-weary shoppers into opening their wallets. Target, Walmart, and other chains have rolled out price cuts, some permanent, others temporary, with a stated aim of giving their customers some relief. The reductions, which mostly involve groceries, come as inflation continues eating away at consumers' spending power. Rich Thomason reporting.
The U.S. State Department has set up an eight-person team known as the Firm to provide help to countries cut off from Chinese trade. Wall Street was closed for the holiday. The Dow will open on Tuesday at 39,069.
That's Jeremy House. More details at SRNnews.com.